What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, take me back.
Mike Sherman.
Yeah, Sherman. Right.
Yeah.
So I nailed it.
You did. You said Sherman. Yeah, Mike Sherman is who Mike McCarthy replaced. You said, where did he come from? I said, I know he went to Baker. Other than that, I don't know where else Mike McCarthy. He was with the Chiefs from 93 to 94, 95 to 96 with the Chiefs, and then was the Green Bay Packer quarterback coach in 99,
okay.
Quarterback coach with the Saints from 00 to 04, OC with the San Francisco 49ers in 05, and then moved on to be the Green Bay Packer head coach in 06. So.
Yeah, Sherman. Man, he had Amon Green, man.
Mm-hmm.
What a running back he was. I love that guy.
So McCarthy and Andy were together in Green Bay then for that year.
Yeah. 99, wasn't that Andy's first year in Philadelphia?
I thought they were together that year. Maybe not. I'll have to look.
I think 99 was Andy's first year in Philadelphia. It sure seems like McCarthy replaced Andy with the Green Bay Packers at that point in time.
Wild.
At quarterback coach, yeah.
Hmm. If you're familiar with the song that you hear, that is a theme from the movie The Goonies, correct? Yeah, that's what I thought. Did you like that movie?
Yeah, it was fun.
That was probably like in your wheelhouse growing up.
In the 80s growing up, I don't know that I've watched it since I was a child.
Really?
Yeah.
I tend to watch it every once in a while. Look, I will say, because we were sitting in our post-production meeting yesterday, which is, if you want to know how that goes... We all sit in a chair and just start yelling at each other ideas. Like it's not like it's not an angry yell.
No, it's just
talk. It's just that everybody gets on their phone because we're doing the show. We don't really tune into in depth, but it's just like, did you see this? Did you hear this? Did you see this? Hey, watch that AI Jerry Jones interview again.
All very disjointed.
Yes,
I fired him because he was a pork chop.
Yeah, that's all, folks. Did you know that when he says that, the abadabada, he's saying, I believe, Porky the Pig, he's going, I believe, that's all, folks. Today you learned? My sister told me that, shout out Summer.
I had no idea.
Yeah,
I just thought he was just making a noise.
Yeah, he's going, I believe,
that's all, folks.
He's going, I believe, that's all, folks.
Oh, I had no idea. Yeah, has Porky Pig been canceled yet? Because a lot of Looney Tunes have been,
Yeah.
That was a Saturday morning, man. Loved it. Loved Looney Tunes.
But we were sitting there, and I got this, announcement from like a movie following on Twitter or X, whatever. I don't even know what to call it. And
TikTok.
It said, "Well, you've got 2 days left of that." It said that they're gonna do a remake of the Gremlins and the Goonies.
And that's when we ended the meeting and we all went our separate ways.
No, we ended the meeting because we got a FaceTime call. I said, you guys hear about Bailey Zappi? Where does he go next year? I'm kidding. Shout out Jay Binkley. But like, I feel like these are two movies that are just kind of untouchable. Like, I get remakes are going to happen because Hollywood's lazy and they don't know what they're going to do anymore. And I think I've told you guys this 100 times. This is why I think Christopher Nolan's so great. Like, guys like James Cameron are so great and Spielberg and those guys, which even Spielberg kind of lost it because he just started doing Indiana Jones 5, 6, 7, 8. But you can't redo the Goonies.
So it's a 40th anniversary of the Goonies, too, which is interesting. No, you look, I'll be honest with you. You shouldn't be redoing any movie, quite honestly.
Because what they'll do is... they'll try to like make it up to speed where like
modernize it.
They'll like, cause like the Goonies, right? Like if you haven't seen it, I'm sorry, but like the end, they get to the pirate ship. Kids there like, wonder what's a pirate ship?
Right. Like you're not out. Like we, as a kid growing up, you'd go out to the woods and do this kind of stuff. Cause you didn't have anything else to do.
Right.
Kids today, they don't even know what the woods are. Mac, do you know what the woods are?
Okay.
There's a great Lord Huron song called "Meet Me in the Woods Tonight."
Did you ever play in the woods as a kid?
All I did was play outside, Bob.
Yeah, that's all I did.
We
had.
But he comes up in the generation where everybody's wearing a headset, talking to somebody in France playing a video game.
That's probably 5 or 10 years old, younger than me.
Younger than you? Okay.
Yeah, that's probably more like
just missed it. But you're right. It's right on the line.
It is.
I would say that's probably more like your kids' generation.
Well, you know, my kids aren't. They're girls. They're not video gamers, but they're also not playing in the woods and running around in creeks and, you know, creating whatever out there.
We grabbed a stick and made a game, and absolutely.
Like, what we would do is, like, so obviously I grew up in the age of video games, right? I'm not going to lie.
We had the original Nintendo, but we only played on bad days, like if it was raining outside.
Right.
You know?
And I mean, like, I think that, you know, we would, because there was like a wooded area where I grew up in Blue Springs, but also if like you walked far enough, it walked you right into McDonald's on Woods Chapel. So that gives people that live in Blue Springs where I lived, like we lived in a neighborhood, we go in this wooded area, we, you know, hang around, we found this old abandoned car, we found this like abandoned, like whatever, like little shed, and that's what we did. But I mean, again, like that's the Goonies, they went on adventures, Goonies never die, shout out to the text line that said that. And like, that's a movie that I just don't think that you can reinvent. Like, that's a movie where like, it's always going to be Chunk to me. It's always going to be Sloth. It's always going to be the bad guys. Like, that's who it is. And I was thinking, like, are there a couple movies that absolutely not, that you cannot remake?
Yeah, all of them. And the reason I say that is because, you know, Variety was complaining that nobody's going to the movies anymore. And nobody's going to the movies anymore because all we're doing is remaking old movies. Like, we need new original ideas. As a kid growing up, and maybe you guys can remember or not, I don't know, I don't remember any movie coming out that was a remake of something that was already there. Now, in the 80s, you're doing remakes of like movies in the 60s and the 50s and whatnot, so you can roll your eyes at that. But I think
if you get outside of like the big box office feature, though, like there's a lot of indie films that are great that are out for like 4 or 5 years, and all of a sudden people are like, oh, dude, did you see this? Like, have you ever seen the movie 500 Days of Summer? Fantastic film.
But why are they remaking all of these old movies right now? Because they're trying to grab on the nostalgia for people my age, like, who have the disposable income now, allegedly, in their lives and can go watch this stuff, like, nostalgia sells.
And
right?
I'm sure you remember this. When I was young, Mac, this was the big thing for me. Like, they did Star Wars. Like, they like CGI'd it. They added things to it. They like brought it back into the theater, right? Like, that's what they did. They just fixed a little bit of stuff. We went and watched it.
Yeah, really? Right? I went and watched it. Right? Yeah,
but I think that like the remakes are the ones that like I tend to like zag against. Like, to me, the Untouchable movie, never remake It's a Wonderful Life. You just don't do it.
How could you, though?
They'll do it in color and do it with, like, that has Timothée Chalamet written all over it. He'll be George. He'll do all that. Exactly. Just stay away from it.
I love, but I don't want that. No.
But you know what? Don't watch it then. Like you have that opportunity. Like, Draft Day. We'll never watch it. We'll never see it. We'll never talk about it. Out.
I don't think you could ever remake The Sandlot, even though I think they did.
I thought they tried to.
I think they did with, like, a female cast. Or at least
that was Ghostbusters.
No, they did that, too. And then Shawshank.
Yeah, like, you can't remake that.
Because those movies, I think you could remake, but don't. Mm-hmm. Like, just don't touch it, right? Like, just leave it alone.
Some of them are just part, like Encino Man. You're not remaking Encino Man, right? Like, nobody's remaking that movie. Wasn't that good? Not worthy of a remake. But, like for me, like Shawshank, I'm not redoing. I'm not redoing The Green Mile, either.
Oh, yeah, you can't touch that.
I mean, that's an all-time classic. I mean, that right there is one that, you know, John Coffey, like, what a great character. That gentleman has passed away. How are you going to recreate that guy, right? You just can't do that kind of stuff. Somebody put down Major League as well. The first Major League is one of the all-time classics. Field of Dreams, for me, is another movie that I love. I also love A League of Their Own. Like, all of these movies were so good in their original state. Like, could you imagine if they re-released, like, if they did a new Wizard of Oz at this time, or a new...
Get ready for that.
You think that is? I'm sure it is.
With Wicked and all that.
You're probably right. A new Wizard of Oz is probably going to come out. Or, you know, like, what if they remake the Titanic or something that? Like, because we're about 25 years since that movie came out. So it's probably time for a remake. But I think that's part of the reason why people aren't going to the theaters as much anymore. Why aren't people going? We've seen all these movies already.
I think there's two parts to that. I think there's Netflix, there's HBO Max, there's Peacock.
There's
Amazon Prime, and there's a lot of movies that are just like Netflix films now. So it's like, not only that, dude, I don't know the last time you've been to the movies. It's expensive as F, dude. Like, you get a bag of popcorn and a drink, you're dropping $25.
Yeah, legitimately.
Like, yep. Like, that's why I love going to the whatever the theater is in Lee Summit, like the East Glen, whatever it's called. You can get a 32-ounce tank, seven. Worth it.
Well, see, that's the difference, though, between, like, if you're complaining about concession stand prices, which we are, at least at the Royals game, you can bring your own food in, right?
That's
movie
so true,
theater,
right?
You can't do that. At least the Royals, hey, you want to bring in a footlong from Subway, go for it.
And somebody says, hot take, the new Top Gun was better, a little bit better than the first one.
I don't know that it was better, but it was pretty good.
But see,
yeah,
that's not technically a remake.
No, it's not.
That's just like the follow-up that happened 30 years late.
Right.
Like,
right.
And Tom Cruise is still here, and he's great.
Yeah.
And
like,
looks the same.
Right. I don't know, man. It's just,
yeah. No, I think you're right. The Top Gun, that's a good pull on the text line, but you're right. It wasn't a remake. It was a sequel, if you will, follow-up.
It's the one where they do it too long. Like, it's like, could you imagine they try to, like, redo, like, Goodfellas or Casino?
Oh, no, you can't redo those.
And that's what I'm saying. Like,
or The Irishman?
I mean, you could remake that. It'd probably be much better.
Maybe better, that is
actually
true.
You don't even need to remake that. Just edit it down to 2.5 hours.
Is there a movie that was so bad you're like, yeah, redo this one to make it better?
Oh, when they did Avatar The Last Airbender, it was really bad. And I would love them to try that again. But I'm a nerd.
Yeah.
What was that Disney movie, Fantasia? Didn't they redo that at one point?
Yeah, they tried that.
Yeah. Gone with the Wind, let's not remake that. Because I don't give a damn if they remake that movie.
Somebody said, I rented Gladiator 2 on Amazon for $20, which is a third of the price that it would have cost me and my girlfriend to go to the movies. I think that's the problem with nobody going
to
the movies.
Say that again.
They said they rented Gladiator 2 on Amazon for $20, which was a third of the price for them and his girlfriend and him to go to the movie to watch it. So for $20, they watched the movie where it would have been.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I'm in on that.
I just think the cost, plus like COVID, I think killed it too, because, dude, they just released the movies to like HBO Max and I was loving it.
And the other thing is, too, is that, like you mentioned Wicked, that just feels like it came out in the theaters yesterday. It's already available
of course,
on Amazon.
So why go? Why just stay home?
Right.